Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Movies are entertainment, but every now and then, they can also inform. So this week, I'm looking at three new American movies that look at important issues. There's a Korean-American family living the immigrant experience in Arkansas, a black woman dealing with sexual assault in Texas, and a young man enduring prison life in Guantanamo Bay. Minari, written and directed by Lee Isaac Chung. It's rural Arkansas in the 1980s. Young David, played by Alan Kim, just moved there from California with his small family, just his sister Anne and his parents. He's not allowed to run and play because of his heart murmur. His dad, played by Steven Yeun, spent their life savings on a plot of land and an old mobile home. He wants to start a new life there, growing vegetables for the burgeoning Korean-American market, immigrants like themselves. He's sure they'll make a fortune in the meantime, though. Mom and Dad, played by Yeri Han, that's Mom, have to continue working at a poultry factory where they sort newly hatched chicks. The girl chicks go to poultry farmers while the boy chicks, well, they're incinerated and belched out of a sinister-looking chimney behind the plant. Problem is, despite Dad's relentless enthusiasm, Mom hates it there and wants to move back to California. She's a city girl. So they're fighting all the time, adding to the kids' anxiety. So to calm the waters, they get Grandma, Mom's mother, played by Yoo Jung Yoon, to come live with them. She shares a room with David, who doesn't know what to make of her. She cracks foul-mouthed jokes and ogles pro wrestlers on TV. When he wets his bed, she tells him his ding-dong is broken. "You're not a real grandmother," David says. Mom is unhappy and Dad is increasingly on edge. Farming isn't as easy as it looks. Will the family business go bust? Can David and Grandma learn to get along? What about his heart murmur? And can a dysfunctional family learn to like one another? Minari, the title refers to a leafy vegetable the grandmother plants by a stream in the woods, is a warm, tender, and funny look at the lives of an immigrant family trying to make it. It's told through the point of view of the anxious little kid David observing the strangeness of rural Arkansas. Diviners rent themselves out to dig wells, find wells, and their grizzly old farmhand, played by Will Patton, is prone to bursting into prayers and exorcisms at a moment's notice. Storytelling is rich and colorful. The locations are warm and rustic. The acting is terrific. And while the plot is bittersweet, it leaves you with a good feeling. Minari is a totally nice family drama. Test Pattern, written and directed by Shatara Michelle Ford. It's Austin, Texas. Renisha, played by Brittany S. Hall, is a beautiful young black executive originally from Dallas. She's starting her new job as a manager at a pet rescue charity. She lives with Evan, played by Will Brill, a scruffy white tattoo artist. They met at a nightclub and are deeply in love. And to celebrate her new position, Amber, played by Gail Bean, takes her on a girls' night out at a local bar. She promises Evan she'll be home early to get a good night's sleep, but she wakes up hungover, dizzy, disoriented, and in pain in the bed of a strange man. What happened? When Evan sees her, he can tell it was something bad. She was sexually assaulted by a stranger, a rich e-commerce guy they met at the bar, who plied her with drinks and strong drugs. Momentary flashbacks start appearing in her head, adding to her unease. Renisha just wants to shower and sleep, but Evan insists they go to a hospital to pick up a rape kit. What follows is a grueling exercise in medical incompetence, legal boundaries, and an unsympathetic system as the two of them travel from hospital to hospital trying to get the tests done. What effect will this have on Renisha? Can she go back to work? Can their relationship survive? And will justice be served? Test Pattern is a dark look at the results of a sexual assault on one woman, and the ripple effects on her boyfriend. The story alternates between a study of that one awful day after and all the much nicer times in the relationship that came before, leading up to it. It also chronicles the indignities a woman has to endure. For example, she can't even urinate before she takes this test at the worst possible time as they try to preserve evidence of her assault. Test Pattern is not a happy movie, but rather a sympathetic and realistic view of trauma. The Mauritanian, directed by Kevin MacDonald. It's November 2001 on the eastern edge of the Sahara Desert. Mohamedou Ould Slahi, played by Tahar Rahim, is a young man from an engineering student from Mauritania. He's celebrating with family and friends in a huge tent when black limos pull up. It's the corrupt local police force. The U.S. authorities say they're going crazy since 9/11. They just want to talk to you about something. So they take him away, and that's the last his family sees him. 5 years later, Nancy Hollander, played by Jodie Foster, a successful partner in Albuquerque law firm, decides to investigate his case. With the help of a young associate named Terry, played by Shailene Woodley, she discovers Mohamedou is being held without charge in Guantanamo. The government is going to try him in court under the prosecution of a military lawyer named Crouch, played by Benedict Cumberbatch. They agree to be his pro bono defense attorneys because, well, that's how trials work. But the cards are stacked against him. He's one of Al-Qaeda's main recruiters. He's a close friend of Osama bin Laden, personally connected to one of the hijackers on 9/11 and responsible for the deaths of more than 3,000 Americans. Or so they say. But when they fly out to Gitmo to meet the defendant, his story seems quite different. In a series of redacted letters, he records his experiences over the past 5 years at the hands of CIA and military interrogators. Is Mohamedou a terrorist or just a random guy they arrested? Is the evidence against him real? What about a confession? What did they do to him at Guantanamo, and will he ever be released from that hellhole? The Mauritanian is a harrowing legal drama based on the true case of Mohamedou Slahi. The film deals with torture, corruption, secrecy, and a flawed legal system. French actor Tahar Rahim is terrific as Slahi, and he's the main character in the movie, who chronicles what life is really like in that notorious complex. Foster, Woodley, and Cumberbatch, with a very believable Southern accent in this film, support him in less interesting roles. The whole movie has a claustrophobic feel. It's mainly shot in little, tiny little prison cells and outdoor pens blocked with plastic tarps, so Mohamedou could only see the sky above his head, leaving the viewer starving for some color, for some visual relief. This is the first drama I've seen set in Guantanamo and needs to be seen. Prison's still there, and so are some prisoners still held without charge 20 years later. Movie is thrilling, shocking, and not always easy to watch, but very skillfully made. The Mauritanian will move you to tears. Test Pattern is now playing digitally at the Review Cinema. Minari starts today, and the Mauritanian opens on Tuesday. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.